Okay, today's daf is Midos, daf Lamed Zion, the last daf in Seder Kodshim. We are here, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow. We will not start Meseches Kalim, but Be'ez Hashem, we will start Meseches Nida. Bezrat Hashem, tomorrow, tell all your friends, last Mesechta in Shas, Be'ez Hashem, starting tomorrow, Shas Bavli, that is. And Be'ez Hashem, today, we finish up Meseches Midos. Baruch Hashem, a lot of plans we all have, so Be'ez Hashem, take it day by day. Today's our plan is Midos Lamed Zion. Okay, so we are on the last daf in Meseches Midos as we start off Rosh Chodesh Sivan the right way, making a siyum, and finishing up tomorrow on Yom HaMiyuchas, starting Meseches Nida. Okay, so we are on Perek Dalid Mishnah Gimel, right on the top of Daf Lamed Zayin in Meseches Midos. If we remember, the last time we met, we were talking about the going into the Heichal. If you remember, the Perek, this is called... The name of this parak is Pislah Shel Heichal. Talked about the entrance to the Ulam was 40 by 20. The entrance to the Heichal was 20 by 10. And we went into the Heichal now. There were four doors there, two on the inside, two on the outside. Machlokas, how they opened up. They all opened up in, or they, and the, according to that opinion, that was the big discussion in the Achronim, we said, does one need Hiddur Mitzvah? Is there a concept of Hiddur Mitzvah when the item will not be seen? That was the Gruz Diuk from our Mishnah. And the other opinion said, no, Rabbi Huda held that the doors are folded in on each other, both within, so there's no, that idea of Hiddur Mitzvah does not come up. And there were two Pishbasin, there were two little doors next to the Shar HaGadol, one on the north, one on the south, and the southern one were waiting for Mashiach, and the northern one was used. Good. Now we're in the Heichal. Vishloshim Vishmona Te'im Hayusham. And remember, as we saw yesterday from the Tiferes Yisrael, the point of Meseches Midos is not to go through each and every kli and each and every detail of the Mishkan, but it's just to go through the measurements basically on the floor. And that is why we don't, even though we're going into the Heichal now, we're not going to have described for us the menorah and the Mizbeach HaZahav and the Shulchan. It's not here. Why is it here? This is about the Mishkan. It's about the Beis HaMikdash. Because that's not the point. The point of this Masechta is not describing everything. That you can look in the Brises for, that you can look in Chazals on Parshas Truma for. But this is specifically relating to the Midos, the measurements on the floor, the Kedusha of the ground going from the least Kedusha, so to speak, from Harabayas all the way till Kodesh Kadashim. And Be'ez Hashem, maybe we'll see something today that is even higher than Kodesh Kadashim. Wow, let's see. Says the Mishnah, Shlosha Vishmona Te'em HaYusham. There were 38 rooms all around the Heichal. 38 little rooms. Chamisha Eser Betzafon, 15 in the north. Chamisha Eser Bedarom, 15 in the south. Vishmona B'mayrav, and there were 8 in the west. In the west. The Kodesh Kadashim was in the west. Right, so we'll have to see. The Kodesh, when we say Heichal here, most of the time that when we say Heichal in this parak, it includes the Kodesh Kadashim, like the measurements that we're going to give. It does, even though the Kodesh Kadashim obviously has a higher level of Kedusha than the rest of the Heichal, but when it describes the Heichal, included in the Heichal is that. So when it says the 8 on the west, that means beyond. There were none in the east, because you just came from the east. The Ulam was in the east. Shevet Safon v'Shevet Darom, on the north and the south, where you have the 15, Chamisha Agabe Chamisha v'Chamisha Agabeyem. There were 3 levels, 5 and 5 and 5. 3 levels of rooms on the north and south side of the Heichal. V'Shebemayrav, Shlosha Agabe Shlosha, V'Shleim Agabeyem. And on the west, there was 2 on top and then 3 and 3 underneath them. 3, 3, and 2 from the bottom, that equals 8. There was at least, where it was appropriate, 3 doorways to get into each of these ta'im, each of these little rooms. Each one had a way in to go from one to the other on the sides, and also one to go up with a staircase to go up to the room above it. Not everyone, the Mishnah says that each one of them had, like the first one didn't have it on both sides, because the first one, you know, it just started from the edge, you don't need it on both sides. And the one in the corners, obviously wherever it was appropriate to have one on each side going to the next one, that's where you had it, and you had one going up. Good. Uvekaren Mizrachis Tzfonis, and in the northeast corner, Hayu Chamisha Psachim. The room on the northeast corner, on the bottom level, on the bottom floor, the northeast quarter, that had extra psachim, five psachim, not just the three normally. Echad la'tamen ha'yamin ve'echad la'tamen ha'sha'al. One to the right, didn't have one to the left because it was the first one. So it had one to the right, ve'echad la'tamen gabav, and one to the one above it, ve'echad le'misiba. And one is to the Mesiba. What's the Mesiba? As the Mishnayos will discuss soon as well, there was an external ramp. On the outside of the rooms, there was a ramp going up straight. From the bottom, from the northeast corner to the northwest, going from the bottom floor to the top floor. So it was a ramp on the outside. If a Kohen wants to quickly get up, he doesn't want to go through each of the rooms and go up. He wants to quickly get up to the roof. So he goes into the northeast corner of the Heichal. Out of that room, there was a ramp, and you go straight up that ramp on the outside, and you make it up to the northwest corner. That's the Mesiba. The Echal, the Pishpesh, and that also, the northeast corner, was right when you went into the Heichal, as we described yesterday. The way that you went in, and then you opened that up from the inside. Echal, the Pishpesh, to the little doorway. The Echal, the Heichal, and one to the main part of the Heichal. Okay, so that was the structure of the 38 Ta'im with the doorways. Were they? Yeah, I think that people could go in them. They were rooms. It was storage rooms and used for other things. But it was around the Heichal. It was around the Heichal, so you didn't store or just anything there. But yeah, there were the rooms there. It does not go through exactly what each of them were. There were so many of them, what they were used for. But that was part of the structure. Good. Mishnah Dalet. Hatachtona. Oh, here we are. How high were these ta'im? How high were they? Right here. Hatachtona, the bottom one. Chamisha, the bottom one was five, an area of five. Verovad shisha, and with the extra level, it was shisha. Right, Rashi says, we'll get back to Rashi tomorrow, Bez Hashem. Right, the Rosh says, Hatachtona chamisha, hatei rachav hei midarom litzafon. I'm sorry, first we're going through the depth. We're not going through the height. We'll get to that soon. So the depth, the te was rachav from north to south. That means going from the heichal to the outside of the heichal. It was tachtona chamisha verovad sheish or shisha. Right, the thickness of the wall of the heichal was six. Verovad shisha v'ha'imsa is shisha verovad sheva, and the middle level was six verovad sheva v'ha'al yona sheva. They were larger as they went up. Shemar hayetzia tachtona chamesh ba'ama v'rachba rachba v'tichona sheish ba'ama rachba v'ashlishes sheva ba'ama rachba. They got larger as they went up. And again, five amos is already between 7.5 and 10 feet. So that is definitely enough for people to walk around it. Okay, at least most people in the world, 7.5 feet. Good. Vayter says the next Mishnah. Umesiba ha'isa ola mikaren mizrachas sodas lakaren sronas maravis. As we just described, there was an outer ramp that went up from the northeast to the northwest. Sheba ha'yolun l'gagos ha'tayim. That's where they used to go up to the roofs. Haya ola b'mesiba upanav l'mayrav, and the Mishnah just describes the entire ramp. Somebody could walk up the mesiba, and he is facing west. Right, he's walking west. The ramp goes from east to west. Upanav l'mayrav. Halach al kol p'nei atzafon. He goes through across the entire north side. Atchehu magia l'mayrav, until he gets to the west side. He gia l'mayrav. He gets to the west side. If he wants, now he's up on the roof. He can make a left and start going south. V'hafak panav l'darom. He can start going south. Halak l'api mayrav. And he's going on all alongside the west. He, if you think about it, he's on top of the edge of the Kodesh Kodashim right now as he's walking there. Atchehu magia l'darom. Until he comes to the south. Comes to the south, he makes another left. He gia klapi adarom. He comes to the southern side. V'hafak panav l'mizrach. And he turns his face to the mizrach. And now he can walk that way. Haya mahalak badarom. Atchehu magia l'piskla shel aliyah. Until he comes to now the southeast corner. The southeast corner, now there's an area to go down. Pischa shel aliyah. She pischa shel aliyah, pasua klapi adarom. From the southern side, now he's in the southeast corner, from the southern side there's a way to go in. Sorry? Is there a maka out there? Is there a maka? So I know we're going to talk about the Kala Orev soon, but I think that was on top, but l'chora, if it was used, yeah, l'chora had to be a maka there. Ubebischa shall aliyah hayu beis klunsao shall erez. From the, at that spot in the southeast corner, there were two, poles, basically social areas of cedar. Shebahena yo'olim legaga shalaliyah. That was also the way to get up to the roof. Uberoshan pishbasim. And on top, one should be aware, there were little markers. Mavdio ba'aliyah bein hakodesh levein kodesh hakadashim. So everybody would know where was the border between the kodesh and the kodesh kadashim. There were these pishpasin, just like we had pishpasin, if you remember, a few places. We had pishpasin in the base hamokad, to the part of it was chol, and part of it was kodesh. There were pishpasin in the azara, to block from the Ezra's Yisrael to the Ezra's Kohanim, according to how we paskah that it was flat. The other opinion said that it was a step up. But according to, if you say there was flat, there were pishpasin there. So this is the third place. There were pishpasin markers on the top of the roof to mark from the kodesh and the kodesh kadashim. Vilulin hayupsuchin ba'aliyah lebeis kodshe hakadoshim, and there were lulin. Where were lulin? There were like windows to go down from the top. Shebahen oy mishalshalin es haumnin betevos, that workers, any artisans that had to fix anything in the kodesh kadoshim, when the Kohen Gadol was in there and he happened to see some tiles that were falling off, or other ways that they used to inspect. They used to send the workers down in boxes, and only a little bit, a little window in the box, allowed them to see the spot that they were going to fix. So that they wouldn't have to see, be mazed, and satiate their eyes with the rest of the Kodesh Kadashim. Okay, stop there for a minute. 2 points to say. Number one, the Rambam notes in Hilchos Beis HaBchira, based on a Gemara in Psachim on Daf Pei Vav. This is the Rambam Perek Zayin, Halacha Chav Gimel, in Hilchos Beis HaBchira. Makom Shahaya Ba'aliyah Mechuvan Al Kodesh HaKadashim. There was a place in the Aliyah that was connected on top of the Kodesh Kadashim. Ein Nechnasin Lo Ela Pam'achas Bishavua. Once every 7 years, they went into this spot, this Shavua. Here, Shavua means like a Shavua of Shemitah, not once a week. Alapalachas b'Shavua. Leida mahayatzarch l'chazik bidko. They went in there to see, you know, what they used to, in the Aliyah, there was there was the window that you could look down. I said, if the Kodesh Kodashim wasn't focusing on it when he was in the there on Yom Kippur, he had other things on his mind, right? So they'd check down there every 7 years. L'chazik bidko. That's what they used to. That's what they used to check. This is based on a Gemara in Maseches Psachim, and the Gemara Psachim there has an amazing line. I don't remember this Gemara, a long time ago. The Gemara says, Psachim Pei Vavim and Aleph, Abishaul Omer, Aliyas Beis Kachi HaKadashim, Chamura, Mi Beis Kachi HaKadashim. It was more Chamur, it was more Kadosh in a sense, the Aliyah on top of the Kodesh Kadashim, because that you only went in once every 7 years. The Kodesh Kadashim you went in once a year. The more holy it is, the less you went in it. So the Kodesh Kadashim was once every year. This aliyah on top, shebeis kachi akadashim kohen gadol nechras lo pamachas b'shana, v'aliyas beis kachi akadashim inechras lo pamachas b'shavua, v'amri lo pamayim b'shavua, v'amri lo pamachas b'yovel, leida mahi tricha, to know what was needed there. Right, that's the Abishol right there in the Psachim Pei Vav and Aleph. Amazing. Why would it have more kedusha than the Kodesh Kadashim? You have the Aron in there, the Kruvim in there. How could the place on top have more kedusha? Says the Marsha, there in Psachim Pei Vav, V'hainu Taima, Tashchino Yoredes Sham Milomala Lamata. The Shechina comes from above to below, like the beginning of Mesach Sukkah. Right? Shechina is never sure less than 10 Tvachim, and that's why, that's the Makar, is the Kruvim. The Shechina comes down right there. The Shechina comes from above to below. Ad Me'al HaKaporis Lamala Miyud, Ki Beforis Perakama De Sukkah. Menimsa ha'aliyah shall beis kachi hakadoshim shu lamala me'al hakapores hu yoser mekudesh shemisham ba'a hashchina lamata v'amar de nechnasen la'al pamachat b'shavua v'chulu. You know why it's more? Because that's where the shchina is coming from. Because it's not has to push itself down to the ten tvachim. This is about ten tvachim. Plenty of shchina there, and that's why it's chamura. You only go in pamachas b'shavua, pamachas b'yovel. That's the marsha in Psachim Daf Pei Vav. That is point number one in the Rambam, that they only went in there once a yovel. That's where it comes from. The phrase once a yovel comes from right there, the Gemara in Psachim. Number one. Number two, the other issue is, as the Mishnah described, they used to actually go into the Kodesh Kadashim. They were lowered in from above in order to fix. Right? You were allowed to do this because, obviously, you needed to fix. And even though there's an Isser to go in, Isser Knisa, but one is allowed to go in. Reb Chaim notes that the way that they went in here was an unusual way of going in. That also helped the issue, right? It wasn't just a bia that was letzaref, so you have to do it, but you went in a box, so it wasn't even real, it wasn't a regular knisa that they went in. If you look at the Rambam here quotes, not just our Mishnah, because there's a Tosefta that is even more expansive. Says the Tosefta, I'll keep reading that same Rambam in Zayin Chav Gimel. B'shashet achrasin ha-banoim livnos ulisakein behechol. When the banoim went in to fix things in the hechol even. Ola hosi b'shamas ha-tuma mitzvah shiu nechnasim kohanim tamimim. The best is to find a Kohen Tamim artisan. That's the best, if you can find a Kohen Tamim artisan. Lo matzu tamimim, yikatzu bali mumin. This isn't the avod even, but it's still covered abayis. If you can't find the tamim, so a bal mum kohen could go in and fix up the kodesh kadashim. Im ein sham kohanim, yikatzu levim. Lo matzu levim, yikatzu Yisrael. Okay, we're triple fiddle, right? Mitzvah b'tahorim, and there's a mitzvah for a tahar person. We started with a kohen Levi Yisrael, and there's a mitzvah for a tahar to do it. Lo matzu tahorim, yikatzu tameim. Tamei ubal mum. Which gets kdima, a tamei or a balmum, yikanis balmum. Va yikanis tamei, shatuma, dechuya, bitzibur. Right, so a balmum beats a tamei person. Va kala nechnasin lahechal. Right, the Kesef Mishnah doesn't know where the Rambam got this from. It should be the Kodesh Kadashim. The Rambam says it even to the hechal, lesakein, yikansu betavis. They go in boxes, so they don't go in a bia kadarka. There's only a bia shalok kadarka. Im ein sham tevos, if there are no boxes, o she'i efshar lohem she'yasu betevos, yikansu derach psachim. So b'di'eved, a tamei person can walk right into the Kodesh Kodashim and fix what he needs. L'chadchila, you should have a kohen, tahar, tamim going in a box. That's the one extreme. And if you can't, then you let even a tamei walk right in. The Mari Kirkus here says, v'yim tomar. I don't understand. So you're telling me, like we just said from the Gemara in Pesachim, that they only went in once every 7 years, once every 50 years. So why does the Mishnah, the beginning of Maseches Kelim, the Mishnah is there say, describe, Eser Kedushos Hain, the 10 Kedushos in Eretz Yisrael, going all the way from Eretz Yisrael, all the way to the Kodesh Kodashim, there should be 11 Kedushos. Why are there only 10 above the Kodesh Kodashim? That's the higher kedusha. V'yim tomar v'hari im kedushas ho'aliyah nimsa yud'alef kedushos v'yanantanan eser kedushos v'sulo v'yesh lomar, says the Mari Kirkus, she kedushas ha'aliyos eina kedusha bifnei atzma ela mi kedushas beis kadshei kadashim hu. Every other level of kedusha was a qualitative jump. Eretz Yisrael to Harabayis, Harabayis to Chel, Chel to Ezras Nashim, Ezras Nashim to Ezras Yisrael, Ezras Yisrael to Ezras Kohanim, Ezras Kohanim to Ulam, Ulam to Heichal, Heichal to Kodesh Kadashim, all of those are qualitative jumps. When you go from Kodesh Kadashim to Aliyas Kodesh Kadashim, that's quantitative. That's not qualitative, because the Aliyas Kedusha flows from the Kodesh Kadashim itself. And that's why that's not called a separate kedusha. V'yesh lomar, the kedushas aliyas ain't a kedusha b'vnei atzma, ela mikedushas beis kodesh yakadashim hu. Devadai, ain't lecha kedusha chamura yosef beis kodesh yakadashim. Come on, there's more kedusha than the kodesh kadashim? It's impossible. And if you're going to tell me something is more, it can't be more in a qualitative sense. U'mebnei shehu al gabi kodesh kadashim, ve'ein tzrichan lalos eileha, ein olam la'el azar gadol, kadesh lo yidrishu al gabi kodesh kadashim. They answered Abishal, no, that's not a mila. The fact that you go in once, what does they mean? What's the machlokas amount? Because the other opinion says it's not a mila that is qualitatively different. Okay, it's a function of the Kodesh Kadashim. V'akavara kasher kasavti, t'kedushasa eina ela machbas beis kashi ha-kadashim, v'lo bebrei milas kedushas atzma amru kein. Beautiful Mari Kirkus, explaining that the Aliyah does not create an 11th level of Kedusha, but it just flows from the Kodesh Kedushim itself. That's all there in Beis HaBechira, Zayin Chaf Gimel. Okay, we continue now with Mishnah Vav. Mishnah Vav, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Vav. V'HaHechal. Now that we did around the Hechal, all of the rooms around the Hechal, now we discuss the Hechal itself. Via Hechal, Meya al Meya al Rum Meya. It was 100 by 100 with a height of 100. So first we're going to go through the height. So, Ha Otem Shesh Amos. The Otem Otum is from the word like atum, closed. Cheder ha'atum, a closed up room. Atum is closed, that means the bottom. The bottom foundation was 6 amos. Vigova arboim amos. We're just going to do a lot of addition over the next couple of mishnayos. So, and it's going to be review as well, some of it. Vigova arboim amos. It was 40 amos high. It's 46. Va'ama kior. And then there was an ama of decoration on the roof. Va'ama sayim beis dilfa. And then there were 2 amos of supporting beams, because we're going to have rooms on top. Va'ama tikra, then an ama of the actual ceiling. Va'ama ma'azeva, and now the ma'azeva, which is the getting ready, the foundation of the floor that's going to be on top of it. Ve'gova shel aliyah mem ama, then the upper story is 40 amos. Ama kiyar, and again the same thing on top of it, an ama of decoration. Va'ama saim, beis dilfa, ama tikra, ve'ama ma'azeva, all on top. Ve'gim amos ma'akev, forgot, 3 amos of a ma'aka, and then va'ama kala orev. And then on the top of that, to round off the 100, is kala orev. What is kala orev? Orev is a raven. So what is kala orev? Machlokas Rishonim. What exactly is the kala orev? Some Rishonim, the Rush here says, that it was pointy points on top, to keep the birds away. Keep the birds, they don't want any birds sitting up there, so that's why they had pointy needles on top, so that no birds went there. The Rush says, Ama kala orev, tavlo shel barzel, va'ubam kvuos masmeros, chadin. There were sharp points, limnoa es ha'arvin lishkon sham, shelo yaviyu es ha'tuma. They don't bring tuma. Not worried about, the bird, doing anything up there except for bringing like the tummy things in his mouth. That's that. V'chein hayu al kol gag ha'hechal. So the entire roof of the hechal. There were all of these kala orev. That is shot number one of the Rush. If you look, continuing in the Rush, he quotes the Aruch. The Aruch quotes that there was a scarecrow up there. Shehayatzura la'avriach ha'ofos. Kederach she'osin shomrei ha'peros. A scarecrow. Not pointing a scarecrow to shoo away the birds. Machlokas between two days, what exactly was the Kala Orev? The Tosfos and Mesechas Menachas, interestingly, Tosfos, let's just finish the Mishnah, then we'll talk about Tosfos. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Lohaya Kala Orev, Ola Min Amida, Ela Arba Amos Hayamaka. You're right, there was a Kala Orev there, but that didn't count from the Amida. Really, the Maka was 4 Amos High. Interesting. What's that Machlokas about? 3 Amos High, 4 Amos High, about a Maka. Interesting. That's we had a shiur a number of years ago, long time ago, about the mitzvah of makkah. How much is it a kiyum positively, or is it just purely to prevent danger? Is there an element of makkah that's beyond preventing danger? Because if it's preventing danger, you wouldn't say a bracha on it. That's a machlokas achronim. You say a bracha on makkah. You don't make a bracha on mayim achronim. Why? Because it's just preventing danger. You make a bracha on atilas yadayim, because that is hosafas kedusha. So what about mak? Is there a bracha on it or not? So maybe this relates to that lumdus. Okay, but there is a discussion in Tosfos of Maseches Menachos on Daf Kuf Zayin. Was there a Kalya Orev in Bias Rishon? Was there a Kalya Orev in Bias Rishon? Was there? Look at Tosfos, Kuf Zayin and Aleph. Va'o Pirish Ba'arach. Mikdash Rishon, Sheshchina Sheruya Bo, Lo Hayut Srichin Kalya Orev. They didn't need one in Bayis Rishon. Shaloh Hayofas Parkin Alav. What do you mean? If when the certain Tanoim used to learn there was fire on top of them, so obviously in the base of Mikdash, Bayis Rishon, when the Shechina was there, so says the Tosfos, in the name of the Aref, there was none in the Bayis Rishon. There was no Kalya Orev. Right, they needed it. It says in Moed Katan, it sounds like Shlomo HaMelech built the Kalya Orev. So the answer is no. Well, they didn't know it would have such Kedusha. V'shema tchila asa Kalya Orev, shalohaya yodeya. Acharechen kishara kedushaso shamtu. They took it down. Wow. So that's Tosfos. Other Rishonim say no. Machlokas Rishonim, whether there was a Kalya Orev in Bayis Rishon. Obviously, this connects to the Gemara in Maseches Yuma, where the 5 items that were different between Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni are described. The Gemara in Yuma, Daf Chaf Aleph from Abayis. Remember, the Gemara says, Elu Chamisha Dvarim Shehayu Bein Mikdash Rishon LeMikdash Sheni. The 5 items that were not in Mikdash Sheni, and remember, these 5 items are why the Zakenim that still remembered Bayis Rishon cried by Chanukas Bayis Sheni, because they, you call this a Mikdash? So most of us were like, okay, what do you mean? This is better than nothing. But they cried. The Elohein, Aron, Kapores, Kruvim, Eish, Shechina, and Ruach HaKodesh, and Ur Metumim. All those items were not there. They were not there in the in the Bayis Sheni. How could you have a Beis HaMikdash without this? So we also mentioned Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky and Parshas Bo, who notes that they knew that this wasn't going to be a lasting Beis HaMikdash either. So they knew the fact that all these were missing. This was a stopgap measure that we needed to give us a little chizik before we went into the longer galus, before we have Bayis Shlishi. But that is what the Gemara says. Tosfos interestingly says their Ur Metumim was missing. How could that have the Ur Metumim? One of the big day kahuna. Be mechuser begadim, says Tosfos. Ur Metumim have. Shem lo kein haya kohen gadol mechuser begadim. Ela lo hayu meshivin l'nish'alan behem. It didn't work. It didn't work. They had the Ur Metumim, but it didn't work. This also relates to, we discussed in Mitzvah, in Parsha Shir, this year, in Parsha's Tetzaveh, the discussion of the Ksava Kabbalah, who discusses what exactly was the Urim and Tumim. Rashi brainwashes us, saying that it was the Shem Hashem that was put inside. But the Urim and Tumim, if you remember, the Ksava Kabbalah gave a different shot. Maybe it exactly is the Choshen. It's the Avnei HaChoshen that is the Urim and Tumim. Then you wouldn't have this, you have to work out exactly how he will work out this Gemara. Okay, so those are the five things missing, but that's what Tosfos and Menachos Kuf Zayin discusses, whether the Kalya Oreb was needed in Bayis Rishon. Okay, we continue now. Says Mishnah Zayin. So now, a little bit review and a little bit new. We're going to summarize. Mizrach Lamayr of Mea Amma. There was 100 Amos. We just said it's 100 Amos going up. We just did the height. Now there are also 100 Amos going from east to west. So, east to west, Kosel Ulam Chamesh. The wall of the Ulam was 5 Amos thick. The Ulam Achadasar, and the Ulam itself, the antechamber, right, which if you remember was larger than the, it was wider going north-south than the Heichal itself. It was wider. So the Ulam was 11 Amos deep. So you have 5 and then 11. Kosel HaHeichal, now the wall to get into the Heichal, remember going from east to west. Sheish, V'tochar Bam Amma, and inside the Heichal was 40 Amos, so this just means the Heichal itself. V'amatraxin, then you have the wall separating the Heichal from the Kodesh Kodashim. If you remember, in Bayis Rishon, there was the Amatraxin. That was this long, tall wall that separated. Bayis Sheni was much taller, and therefore you couldn't have such a skinny wall that was so high, and you couldn't make it any thicker, because that's against the Mesorah. Hakol B'Ksav, right, you're not allowed to make up your own wall. So what they did was they had two curtains instead. Instead of having the Amatraxin, they had two curtains. And the width in between the curtains was the same width as the Amatraxin. Wonderful. Amatraxin, so how wide was the Amatraxin? Amma, hence its name. Amma Traxin. The Esrim Amma based Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Kodesh HaKadoshim was 20 Amos. And now continuing, Kosel HaHechal Sheish, the wall of the Hechal behind to the west of the Kodesh Kodashim was 6. The Hatei Sheish, and the rooms that were there were 6. The Kosel HaTei Chamesh, and the thickness of the wall was 5. Altogether, that equals 100. And behind that, if you keep going, you get to the Kotel. And if you keep going west, after, because this only goes to 100 Amos up into the back of the Kodesh Kodashim. But then you have the area of the Harabayas behind that, and then you have the Kotel. Right, that was where the Kotel was. Good. That's east-west. Minatzafon Ladarum Shivim Amma. North-south was 70 Amos now in the Heichal. Here we go. Kotel HaMesiba. The Kotel of the Mesiba, which, remember, was the outside of the outer ramp. It was an enclosed outer ramp. Right? Kotel HaMesiba Chamesh. That wall was 5. VaMesiba Shalosh. And the steps, the ramp themselves, was 3. Amos. Kosel Hatei, the outer the wall of the chambers. Chamish was 5. Vatei Sheish. Kosel HaHechal. Now the inner side, going from the Tei to the Hechal was Kosel HaHechal Sheish. There was 6 Amos. Vitocho, now, north-south, the Hechal was Esrim Amma. Was 20 Amos. Kosel HaHechal Sheish. And now exactly parallel to the north. The Kosel of the Hechal was 6. Vatei Sheish. Vakosel Tatei Chamish. All together, we're almost getting to 70. Ubeis Horadas Hamayim Shalosh Amos. And the room that was there was called the Beis Horadas Hamayim. What does that mean? Does that connect to the Nisach Hamayim? We discussed the Shar Hamayim is also there in the south. So Beis Horadas Hamayim Shalosh Amos. Va'kosel Chamesh Amos. And its wall is 5 Amos. So that altogether is 70 Amos, if you do the math. Again, the Beis Horadas Hamayim, if you look in the Rush says, Hayamakom Shemeinaf Tawach Nimshachin Derech Smol Sham Betzinoros Va'alu Liyam Sha'asa Shlomo the Beis HaTfila. Gemara in Erevin discusses a special mikveh that Shlomo HaMelech built, and that's connected, the Horadat HaMayim is connected to that area as well. Okay, so that's 70. Ha'ulam Odef Alav, Chamesh Esrei Amah Min HaTzafon, Chamesh Esrei Amah Min HaDarom. The Ulam was 30 Amos wider, north-south, than the rest of the Heichal, 15 from the north and 15 from the south. V'uaya Nikra Beis HaChalifos. And that extra area, the 15 Amos in the north and south, was called the Beis HaChalifos, the Room of the Knives. The Room of the Knives. That's where their knives were kept in there. Shasham goes in the Sakinim. That's where the Kohanim used to keep their knives that they used for Shechita. Via Heichal, Tsar Me'achor V'racha Milafanev. And therefore, if you're thinking about the Heichal, it was wider in the front. Wider in the front, looking from east to west. Let's say you're looking from Har HaZeisim. You're looking from east to west. The Heichal is behind the Ulam. The Ulam is wider. And it's in the wider in the front. V'domil La'ari. And it's like a lion. A lion has broad, wide shoulders, and in the back it gets skinnier. Shene'emar, Hai Ariel, Ariel Kiryat Chana David. What's that pasuk talking about? That's talking about Yerushalayim. We had earlier that the Mizbeach is called Ariel, so here we call the other pasuk that the Yerushalayim is called Ariel. Kiryat Chana David, the city that David HaMelech rested. Ma'ari, so we compare it to Ariel, the lion of God. Ma'ari tzar me'acharav v'racham milafanav. Afa heichal tzar me'acharav v'racham milafanav. So to the heichal is skinny in the back and wide in the front. Okay, Adar L'Pizol Shel Heichal, we go now to the last parak in Maseches Midos. Good. Kol Hazara. Haisa Oref. So now we're continuing the measurements. Now the Hazara. Now we're going to go through. We just reviewed the measurements of the Heichal. Sorry? Right? We just reviewed the measurements of the Heichal, and now we're going to review the measurements of the Hazara. Kol Hazara. Haisa Oref. Meya Ushmonim Vesheva. Al Rochev. Meya Ushloshim Vachamish. The whole Hazara was 187 by 135. Remember, it was 135 north-south. All the things were 135 north-south. As the Ezras Yisrael was 11 by 135, the Ezras Kohanim was another 11 by 135, and then the space before the Mizbeach was 22 by 135, right? Just everything was 135, the north-south. East-west, though, was 187. Here we go. How do you get 187? Makom, so this is, again, from the inside, the east side of the Azara, right inside the Nikanar doors. Right inside. Remember the Ezras Nashim is on the east side. Then you have the 15 steps going up to the Shar Nikanor, the only door that was not changed to gold, because they wanted to remember the story. Now you're right inside Shar Nikanor. That's where the Mitzrayim stood. And they stuck their thumbs in order to get sprinkled on. So right there, starting, they were going from east to west. Here we go. Makom Drisas Ragliso Yudalavama. What's called the Ezras Yisrael, 11 Amos. Makom Drisas Ragonim Achazri Amma, that's also 11 Amos. That's 22. Hamizbeach. Shloshim v'shtayim, then you have 32, and the Mizbeach was the lave, right, the Heruri HaLev, that's another 32. Bein ha'ulam ala Mizbeach, eser v'shtayim amos, another 22 amos between the ulam and the Mizbeach, and that was covered over with the 12 steps, if you remember, going up to the ulam. Ha-hechal, see on the side changes it, hechal kufama, as we described before, the hechal was 100 amos wide, east-west, v'chazazri amal achori beis ha-kapores, and 11 amos behind the Kodesh Kadashim, that altogether equals 187. Next, Menatzafon Ladara, Me'av Shloshim V'Chamesh. North-south was 135. How do you get that? Kevesh U'Mizbeach, Shishim Mishtayim. Now we're going south-north to describe it. Why are we starting there? Because as you'll see, we're not sure exactly. There are a couple of Amos that are extra. And they're either going to be in one place or another place. But first we're figuring out exactly what we know. And the rest of it, we know there was a Masorah, it was 135, and the rest of it is going to be in one of two places. So we start off with what we know for sure. The ramp and the Mizbeach, Shisha Mishtayim, took up 62, meaning what? The Mizbeach was 32, and the ramp was 30, going from north south to north. Min HaMizbeach L'Taba'os, from the Mizbeach, north of the Mizbeach, to the rings where they used to keep the animals, Shmona Amos, there were 8 Amos there. Makom HaTaba'os, Esrim Arba, and the place of the different rows of the Taba'os were 24 Amos. Min HaTaba'os L'Shulchanos Arba'a, Min HaShulchanos U'L'Nanasin Arba'a, Min HaNanasin, all described earlier, the short little poles, U'L'Nanasin L'Kotel HaAzara Shmona Amos, right from the Nanasar to the wall was 8 Amos. Vahamosar, and the extra, to make up 135, Bein HaKevesh LeKotel UMakom HaNanasim. Was either between, from the southern ramp to where the ramp, southern wall to where the ramp started, and the place of the little short nanasim, which they had the slabs on top of in order to skin the animals on top of those, that's where the extra measurements were. One of those two places. Good. Sheish lishchos hayubazara. Now, there were six offices and rooms around the Azara. The Tiferes Yisrael here discusses how this fits into the earlier Mishnayos that we had both in Tamid and Midos, the other Lashachos that were there. Right? We had the Beis HaMokad, we had a lot of them. Beis HaMokad was the main one that we discussed. So how did these six fit in with those? Some are overlapped, some have different names, the same names, just calling them differently. So the Tiferes Yisrael here works that out. Sheish Lashachos HaYabazara. Here we're going to describe at least some of them. Shalosh B'Tzavon and Shalosh B'Darom. Three in the north and three in the south. Shebet Darom. Lishkas HaMelach, you have the Lishka of the salt, that's where they salted all the karbanos. Lishkas HaParva, we'll get to what that means soon. Lishkas HaMadichen, and the place where they used to wash off the innards of the animal, as we described back in Tumid. They went inside to wash the innards. Lishkas HaMelach, Shama, you know the Melach LaKarban. Lishkas HaMelach, that's where they used to salt the karbanos. Lishkas HaParva, Shama Yomochen, Oros Kachim, that's where they used to salt all of the hides of the kachim. V'al gaga haya beis ha-tfila l'kohen gadol b'yom kippur. On the top of the beis ha-parva, that's where they had the mikvah. They put up a curtain there on Yom Kippur, and that's where the kohen gadol used to do his tevila. The Merom Esada, the Netziv, in Yuma asks, where this gemara also appears in Yuma Yates, the hides were chulin. How'd they wash them? How'd they salt them there? They were going to the kohenim. How are you going to do that on top of the azara in the kodesh? So, says the Netziv, and maybe it's talking about a case where they won't makdish them. Otherwise, they're chulin. But either way, that's that lishka, and the last one, lishka samadichin, shashamayim adichin kirbe akachim, that's what they used to rinse off the innards of the kachim, umisham mesiba ola lagagbe saparva. And as we know, that's where the mesiba, from there was the mesiba going outside the ramp, going up to the gag, beis haparva. Period. What does the word parva mean? What does the word parva mean? Why is it called the Beis HaParva? Why is it called the Beis HaParva? So if you look in the Rosh says, in Yom HaLamed Hei, my parva, parva means that I'm Gusha. I'm Gusha is a Machashef. A Machashef. Why is it called Machashef? Machashef. Because a Machashef made this room. Okay, fine. Rabbi Hananel says, no. There was a Machashef that what? There was one guy that wanted to see the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. So you already knew he tunneled in. He tunneled in and he went up and he was able, he's trying to see from the Maisa Ketores in the Kodesh Kodashim. This guy. And he was caught on his way in and he was killed right there. And that's why they named it Beis HaParva. That's what it says. He made tunnels all the way from Yerushalayim to Harabayis. That's where he was found. In this area, the Lishkas Beis HaParva. Veharguhu sham v'hayashmo Parva. His name was Parva. So he was zochet to have it named there. It's a pretty exciting story. That's true. But the Meiri says, and he did tshuva. That's why. The Meiri and Yuma did tshuva. But he was killed. He was killed. That was his tshuva. He did tshuva, then he was killed. Very unusual. But that's what the Aruch says right here. The Barash, and again the Meiri says they called him because he was a tshuva, but Tosfos Yontif, the Pharisees also get into the action here. But this is the story quoted, that maybe you could say it was somebody who was so passionate about seeing the Avoda. He was so excited about the Avoda, that's why we name it that. Right, similar to the Vart that we say about taking the knife off the table when you bench. And why? Because somebody once stabbed themselves. I said, that's what we have to remember. Some crazy guy, he was so passionate about Binyan Beis HaMikdash, about Chorban, that's why. So maybe this guy also. Parva. What's the connection between that and something that's Parv? Milchik Fleshik, Parv. Right, I'm not exactly sure. But that's Parva, Beis HaParva. Good. Moving right along. Mishnah Dalet. Shebat Safon. Lishkas HaEitz, Lishkas HaGola, Lishkas HaGazis. The northern side had these three. Lishkas HaEitz, Amar Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov, Shachakti Mahisa Meshameshes. I forgot what that was used for. Remember, it wasn't used to keep the wood to check for worms, because that was one of the corners of the Ezra's Nashim, where the Bali Mumin stayed to check the wood. So what was this used for? So unclear, the Ravid says that it was made out of wood. It was made out of wood. That's what the Ravid says. And in Beis HaBchir and Aleph Tes, discussion is, how could you, what about the alosita l'cha sheira? We have that in Maseches Tamid. Maybe it's only means if you have a wood straight up, not if you plant it up down. Okay, it's a discussion why it was called Lishkas Ha'etz. The Mishnah does not, says, I don't know, but the Ravid has his own. The Rav has his own suggestion. Good. Abishol Omer, Lishkas Kohen Gadol, Haisa Achore Shtehen. The Lishka of the Kohen Gadol, the offices of the Kohen Gadol, was behind both of these. Vagag Shloshten Shavet, but the roof was equal to all of them. Okay, there was behind the Lishkas Ha'etz and the Lishkas Hagola. Lishkas Hagola, why was it called Lishkas Hagola? Shamaya Bar Kavua, there was a well in there. That was Kavua. Vagagol Natun Alav. And there was a wheel that was able to pull up the water. And from there, you were maspik mayim. You supplied water to the entire Azara. Why it was called Lishas Hagola? Because maybe they built it bisman when all the Jews came up from Galus. That's why it's called Lishas Hagola. Lishkas Hagazis Sham. Lishkas Hagazis, the most famous Lishkin, all the Beis HaMikdash. Haisa Sanhedrin Gadol Shal Yisrael Yosheves. The Sanhedrin Gadol used to sit there. And Vedana Es HaKahuna. That's where they judged Kohanim. What do you mean judge? That's where they checked out the yichus of the Kohanim. As we learned, a Kohen has to be miyuchas in order to serve in the Beis HaMikdash. They judge the Kohen there. The Kohen shenimsa bo pasol, and any Kohen that was found to be pasol, lovish charmum sadiv shcharim v'yotiv olechlo. He put on black, and he went out. V'shalo nimsa bo pasol, lovish levanim sadiv levanim. And anybody who was found to be kosher, he put on white. Some say that means his big day kahuna. V'nichas u'mishamish emechav ha-kohanim, he went out and served with his brothers the kohanim, and v'yantif ha-yosin, and he made a yantif, shalom nimsa psul b'zara shal Aaron ha-kohen. Right, they didn't find a psul in the zara of Aaron ha-kohen. Remember, he also brought a minchas chinuch. That's also a din d'arayis of a parashat tzav. The first day that a Kohen does the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, he has to bring a minchas chinuch. The Kohen Gadol has to bring his minchas chavitin every day, which is a form of minchas chinuch, because the Kohen Gadol has to feel like it's new every single day. Saint Pasuk teaches me the Minchas Chinuch of every Kohen and the Minchas Chavitin of the Kohen Gadol. Why Dafka was this purpose chosen of the to mention in the Mishnah? The Sanhedrin HaGadol does a lot of things. They sat and they judged the Kohanim. Right, that's Dafka what is mentioned. Tosfos Yadavir discusses that. Why is Dafka that mentioned? Avonakat Hacha Kahuna Bilvan Lefisha Zos Gamkein Ikarit Yahem Lahem. This was Iker. This was Iker even more than the Bedikas Halavim. Because this is something that happened a lot. Also, every time a question came up about Pigol and Nosar, says the Tiferes Yisrael, most of what they did there, the Sanhedrin wasn't always in the Lishkas Hagazis. Right, they went out. There was a egla rufa to be done. There was a this, there was a that. A lot of stuff going. There were kiddush hachodesh, ibra shana, right, all different things. The makam gorin, they had to go back in there. But a lot of their discussions might not have been in there. So that's why that was discussed there. Again, the Sanhedrin Agadol has two purposes. Or Salvation has a yardstick share about this. One purpose is that it is the Supreme Court. And everything that is difficult ends up there. If you have a question about a Bezdin of 3, a Bezdin of 23, it ends up there. It was a Bezdin that figured things out. A Supreme Court, a Bezdin, what we would call a Birur Hadavar. But then there was the ceremonial elements of the Sanhedrin HaGadol. When you add it on to the Yerushalayim, and the Beis, when you add it on a formal dinim, when you have to witness something. So that was what it's like. They're mekayim certain events. That's the bezdin, what we would call lekiyum hadavar, and that was a totally different purpose. But those are the two purposes of the Sanhedrin HaGadol. Again, to figure things out or just to be there. The Briska Rav says that's what it means in Parshas Yisro when Moshe Rabbeinu describes two types of items that are brought to him: davar hakasha and davar hagadol. Two different psukim in Parshas Yisro. Right? In Yonah Dioma, Rosh Chodesh Sivan, Davar Gadol, Davar Kasha, in Yisro, they were both brought. Davar Kasha means it was difficult. They couldn't figure it out. It had to go to the Supreme Court. Davar Gadol just means major items that have to be witnessed by the Sanhedrin. That's what, but here, Dafka, Kahuna is mentioned. Good. Continuing. They made a yantif, v'kacha yo'omrim, and this is what they used to say at their party. Baruch ha-makom baruchu, shal nimsa psul, v'zara shal Aaron. Right, blessed is Hashem that he didn't find psul, baruch ha-makom baruchu, shal nimsa psul, v'zara shal Aaron. Wonderful, Hashem didn't find a psul in zara shal Aaron. Ask the Tosfos Yantif. What is the double language of Hamakom and Baruch Hamakom Baruch Hu? Al Shem Shalishkas Hagazis Nikre Hamakom. That's why it says Makom here. Vechulu. Uvafichachay Mechanim Achshav Hashem Yisbarach Mashem Makom. Lomer Shehu Hamakom Ha'amiti Hamagbil Kulam Umilu'o Bekocho Yisbarach. He is the Makom because he fills the world. Amnam Lo Hagbalas Makom. He's not limited in space. He's called the Makom, but he is not limited like any other space is limited. Shelakach Hazruva Amru Barachu. That's what we call him, Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu. Right after we say HaMakom, don't think that he is limited in any way. We say Baruch Hu. Baruch means overflowing, infinite. L'horozeh, sh'ava bishamarnu, v'higbalnuhu b'shem makom, al shem shu makomu shalolam, even though we have just called him the Makom, and that someone limits him, you might think, hinei Baruch Hu, milahaz kiro kein, al shem hagbalas makom, ki imitzashu chayi olam v'kaimo. That's what I think. That's why it says Hamakom and then Baruch Hu, to make sure we don't get the misimpression that there is some type of limit in God by saying Makom and then Baruch Hu. Last line, Baruch Hu shebachar ba'aron u'bebanav, and blessed is he that shows Aaron and his sons la'amod l'shareis l'fnei Hashem bebeis kodesh ha'kadashim. He shows Hashem to work in the kodesh ha'kadashim. Again, as we started off, Seder Kachim many moons ago. Many moons ago, literally, it's Rosh Chodesh Sivan today, right? Many moons ago, and as we started off, many mesechtes, we started off with the Chavetz Chaim, so we should end off with the Chavetz Chaim. The Chavetz Chaim in his Maimer Torah, or the 12 Prakim that he has, where he's mechazik the Olam to learn Seder Kachim. So he says also, he says every parak, he has one parak where he says that, as we know, every mitzvah, every limb in our body is parallel to a mitzvah, and every sinew is to an avera. So how could... What, if for many thousands of years, does those limbs don't have to live? No, it doesn't matter. Even if something is not lemaisa, right? Even bizman she'in zvitz miglish kayim, we have to make sure, like we were zochet to do, to learn all of Seder Kachim, all the related topics, and midos, and tamid, v'chulu. And he says, even if the whole world is not learning it, and it's a meis mitzvah, he says, we have to be machazer after it. He says, the Sefer Chassidim says, Kol mitzvah she'en la doresh, ve'en mi she'evaki shosa tidreshena, lefi she'kumeis mitzvah, she'amitzvah mekatregez ve'omeres, kama gerua anochi, she'nisalamti mikol v'kol. Nobody's being osik in me. And he says, kal v'chomer, if it's not just a mitzvah, but it's part of Torah, says the Chavetz Chaim, u'muvad kol e'la tzor kol adam lekavus u'lachaku she'bakar v'yezman ha'geula, v'yinogea yidi'asu l'maisa, v'yavo ha'kol v'yidrshu mimenu, kama she'kazav ha'gro. Just like you can get a good deal on something if it's cheap because you know it's going to be expensive soon. That's the language of the Gra. So Baruch Hashem, we were zochet to learn Seder Kachim. But Hashem, tomorrow we start Seder Taras. And Meseches Nida, which also has a lot that is not Lamaisa, but obviously it has a lot that is Lamaisa as well. Okay, everybody should have a good Chodesh, and we'll stop here, B'nai Hashem. We will continue tomorrow with Meseches Nida.